You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Rebecca Blacksmith. We'll be talking this week with CEOs and leaders from across the D.C. area about leadership. How do these leaders navigate this economic crisis? How do they make it to where they are? I'm really excited also to announce the 2010 Leaders Portfolio Awards for Business Leader of the Year and Leadership Business of the Year. We created this because you asked for it. You wanted to be able to nominate a CEO, and we got all these calls and emails saying, hey, how can I get a good leader on the air? And we said, you know what? Here's your outlet. We wanted to create this, have a judging panel, and you can nominate if it's your boss and you think they're a great leader, or maybe it's your business that you run. Nominate them for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com for details and nominate a leader. Leaders Portfolio today, an Inc. 500 company and a 2007 Ernst & Young entrepreneur. Our first guest on Leaders Portfolio, the CEO of Boxstone, Alan Snyder. Welcome, Alan, to Leaders Portfolio.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, Boxstone is a privately held global management software and service provider in Columbia, Maryland. Explain what you provide.
In a nutshell, we make mobility run better. And what you'll typically see is we're going to sell to Global 2000 organizations, a lot of law firms, and pretty much anyone that considers mobility. And by mobility for us, that's smartphones such as BlackBerries, Windows Mobile, the iPhone, that they consider to be important to their business. We allow them to do three things. We allow them to run that important productivity tool at a much lower cost. We can typically reduce their total cost of operations by 30 to 40%. Pretty big seller right now in today's marketplace. What we also do is make sure the end users have a good experience with the device and with the platform. Because if it's not working or they can't get access to the information they need, then they don't get the productivity gains that they expected. So we can help them with that as well. And then the third is what we're seeing is just explosive growth of mobility in general, both in terms of number of devices, but also the way in which they're used in the applications. And so what all of the customers we work with are really looking at too is their long-term strategy. How do they make sure that they've put in the proper infrastructure and the proper foundation to build and grow that over the long term?
And you started with primarily BlackBerry, platforms for BlackBerry.
That's
but it's more
started.
So now.
Yes, we started with primarily with BlackBerry, and that's where we saw the market demand. As a startup company, we're very demand-oriented. So what we see is, you know, that the market, in essence, is going to purchase. We want to make sure we're there to support our customers both today and in the future. I'm very pleased to say that we now support not just BlackBerry, but BlackBerry, the iPhone, the Palm Pre, Windows Mobile, really a whole slew of devices. And that's because we see the proliferation not just of BlackBerry, but of multiple smartphone platforms in the enterprise and also crossing over into consumer and consumer applications as well.
And you sell primarily to businesses, Global 2000.
So when you look at it, we really sell predominantly to two segments. One is the business of Global 2000. We're also seeing a pretty big trend in terms of managed service providers and outsourcers. I think what you see with the economy and the state that it is, there's a lot of organizations, both large and small, that are looking to, in essence, outsource a lot of those messaging and mobility operations to drive down their costs.
And your clients are happy now because you're focused on cost reduction, and that's the main area that you're focused on through this platform for clients currently.
Right now, that's clearly the number one driver in terms of when the value proposition we go in and go through, cost reduction. They know they want the productivity gains of mobility, and they know they want to do it at the lowest possible price at the highest value or highest quality they can get for their end users. And that's really where Boxstone comes in. We deliver on that. I'm really pleased to say that, you know, when you look at it in the marketplace, the way I judge are we as a company delivering on our commitment to our customers is not just do they buy from me once, do they buy from me a second and a third time. And what we see is, you know, we have a 98, actually our renewal rate went up from 97 to 98% last quarter. And so typically I only lose customers because of they've gone out of business or due to M&A. I don't think I've lost a single customer due to concerns over the product and what it delivers. And that's really important to me that we're delivering for our customers, right? In these economic times, that's what they want.
And that could be, one of the variables in why Boxstone recently made the Inc. 500 list as number 301. So congratulations on that.
I was trying to break into the 200s. I didn't quite make it. Next year, you know, we'll move up. But we're very pleased. The thing that I was actually even more pleased about than that was being 19 on the software list. right? So looking at companies that look similar to us is ranking 19 on the software list in the Inc. 500. So, you know, hopefully we'll break into the top 10.
And then you go out to dinner?
Then we'll
celebrate.
Go out to dinner. Yeah. Then we'll go celebrate.
Okay. And an analyst said this about Boxtone, being at the right place at the right time with the right product mix. That's an apt description of Boxtone and its platform. So I would like to know for you, what aspects of Boxtone's success was this right time, right place, right product mix? And what do you believe is a result of your leadership?
Okay. And I think that to answer that question, you got to have to frame the bigger picture of what's going on in mobility. Because what you're seeing is that we were at the right place at the right time early on with the BlackBerry solution, and that's what the market required. And we had it built on a very robust management platform that didn't exist in the marketplace. That's really why, as a very small startup company, we got the traction we got with the large, you know, companies like a Home Depot or a Citigroup and those folks, is because we had a real robust, reliable product that delivered enterprise class value. So that's important to how we got started. What's important to today is now there's a growing recognition by the analysts that it's really all about these mobile platforms, and it's the next delivery platform. So what companies are looking at is they've gone through a mainframe to a client server to a web-based model. Now they realize that the next model that's coming is delivery to a mobile device. That's your new mobile desktop. And so all of our customers and the market in general is really looking at, how do I deliver mobile applications, not just to my employees, but to the consumer? So you see mobile banking is pretty big and all these things of how do I deliver it? Because it is your mobile desktop. It's my connection. I would imagine that everyone listening, when they think about their mobile device, if they have a smartphone or BlackBerry, an iPhone of some sort, when they really look at it, it's the applications on that device that matter, right? That device is useless without those applications, whether it be Google Maps or email or the contacts and calendar, and that's what it's all about. Boxtone is very fortunate because we focus on making sure the mobile user has a good experience with those mobile applications, and we do it for multiple platforms. We're the only one that does that. And so I think that's what the analyst was talking about, is we were able to move from the BlackBerry space as that was growing and then expand cross-platform. And we've always been focused on applications. And now what the industry is recognizing is it's really all about mobile applications.
And so what part was you?
I think that when you look at it, the part that was us and Boxtone, you know, over time, changed its direction. So I came into the company in 2005 and we refocused the company from a general management vendor, which was great because we had a really robust technology platform that we could build on. And we selected mobility as the target market that we were going to go after. That was to a large part, and I wouldn't say it was just myself. It was the management team that was there with me that really helped come to that conclusion to make that decision. So I think the most credit I could take is I didn't block and get in the way of the decisions that my people, you know, really came to conclusion to make that happen. And I think that's the biggest thing about Boxtone is the team effort. It's not just me. It's the group that really moves everything forward and drives it forward. The thing then that really made the difference for us is that we chose very early on that it was going to be all about the end user, the mobile user. That is a hallmark of our product. It is unique in the industry. Nobody else does it. And we selected very early on that we were going to do mobile application management. 2 years ago, that was not a very trendy. As a matter of fact, it looked like a very high-risk decision on our part. Now the market has moved to where we started, and that's where you get the analyst quote that says, you know, we're in the right place at the right time.
Do you think, this is a fun question, but do you think we won't have laptops someday? We'll just be on mobile?
We already see customers looking to do laptop replacements with mobile devices. So, yes, I do. And I think the definition of what is a mobile device and what is a laptop, when you see netbooks, those lines are going to begin to blur. And what you're going to get is the end user is going to get to choose what form factor is appropriate for them. But their expectation is going to be, no matter what form factor I choose, I have the same applications. I have the same experience that's right for them, whether it's a BlackBerry, an iPhone, a netbook, or a laptop. They want access to all the same information at the same rate of speed, you know, that works for them.
Or you can share laptops and have individual phones, right? So cut costs by sharing a laptop. So for your employees.
Why don't I bring my mobile device in and dock it? And I don't need a laptop at all. Yeah. I dock it and I can get it on a large monitor and a large keyboard and take it with me. And so I think to some degree, yeah, I think you could absolutely see that as you see the processing power and the speed of the mobile device. And so again, what is a mobile device? Well, mm-hmm. it's exactly that. It's something that's always on. It's easy. I can take it with me. All my information's there, and it's connected to a network.
So were you a big fan of mobile devices before Boxtone, or did you become a fan since?
I was always a big fan of mobile devices. That was one of the, you know, appeals. Since we've been in the industry, obviously, it gets a lot more fun because I get to play with a lot more of the new things coming. In terms of working with our, you know, partners at Research in Motion and some of the other companies, so we get to see a lot of the new things coming. But also just being able to compare and contrast and understand the difference is a lot of fun.
Now, we're speaking with Alan Snyder, CEO of Boxtone, ranked number 301 on the Inc. 500 list. Rebecca Blacksmith on Leaders Portfolio. And Alan received a Bachelor of Science degree in Electrical Engineering from Bucknell University. Then you worked in IT for a period. What point did you know you wanted to be a business leader?
Oh, probably before I went to college.
Oh, long term. Okay.
Yeah, long term. For me, the engineering degree was, in essence, I looked at it and felt that that was probably the best way to understand, you know, practical subject matter expertise and understand how to really get the rigor necessary to go analyze, break down a problem, to solve it in its piece parts and deliver a solution. Really good training, ideally, then to handle some of the day-to-day issues that I deal with in my job.
And you also served as president and CEO of Idea Integration previously, and you helped lead in acquisitions, and you helped them generate $240 million in revenue. So
yes.
What's your leadership philosophy? You've had all these different positions, including now CEO of Boxtone. What's your leadership philosophy?
Well, I think that when you look at it, to be a leader, you really have to break it down into kind of two different components, right? Part of being a leader is really setting direction of where we're going to go, right? Because if you're not setting direction where you're going to go, you're really not leading, you're managing.
So thinking about what's going to happen after the economy recovers, right?
That's
the long-term picture.
And so to me, looking at leadership, a component of it is what I consider to be multi-level thinking, is looking at cause and effect and action reaction to understand how all the different players in the marketplace interrelate. Who are the good partners, who's friend or foe, and how that evolves and changes over time. You know, I would argue that when we looked at it 2 years ago, picking user level and picking applications as a primary focus for the business, that was in my opinion at the time, it was a very easy decision. But also at the time, it wasn't apparent to everyone mm-hmm. that made a good sense. Right now, that's where the market has moved, you know, as the old adage go, you know, skate to where the puck is going to be. Not to where it is. And I think that's very important. That's a really important part of leadership. And then I think there's another component that really comes down to the people and how you interact with the people and how you lead. And the philosophy there, to me, is very, very simple, which is you hire the absolute best team that you can get, and you need to be an enabler for that team.
Excellent. All right, we're going to keep talking about this, Alan. CEO of Boxtone, Alan Snyder. I'm Rebecca Blacksmith, and this is Leaders Portfolio, leadersportfolio.com. We'll be back.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Be the first to know who won our Leaders Portfolio Awards. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list. Be the first to know if your company won the Leadership Business of the Year. Sign up for our mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith speaks to organizations about leadership. Find out where on our mailing list. Learn about guest interviews and leadership advice. Visit leadersportfolio.com and sign up for our mailing list.
Nominate them for the Leaders Portfolio Awards for Leader of the Year. Do you work for or own a company that practices strong leadership? Nominate your company for Leadership Business of the Year. Winners will receive powerful market awareness from Leaders Portfolio, including announcements on air at leadersportfolio.com and our business community mailing list. Host Rebecca Blacksmith joins a panel of judges for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Nominate or apply now at leadersportfolio.com.
I'm Rebecca Blacksmith here with Leaders Portfolio. Thanks to these exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio, Dennis Cole Architects, Rouse Services Group, Define Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, And thanks for all these different sponsors. We really appreciate it. Here in studio with us, the CEO of Boxtone, Alan Snyder. Alan, we were talking a little bit before the break about your background, your leadership story, and we were talking a little bit about some of the changes that were happening in the market, as well as Boxtone, some changes for the future for you. What I want to ask you is, I think we talked briefly about how changes in the economy are affecting your clients. They're all worried about cost reduction now, or some of them, not all, but that's becoming right. more important. How is it affecting your business?
It's actually worked out relatively well for us in terms of large part of what we do is offer the ability for customers to use mobility but do it at a lower cost. And so that actually what we found is, sure, there are some customers that now, because of economic conditions, don't have the funds that they once had to go spend money on Boxtone. But there's a whole new set of customers that previously they had plenty of cash, and so they were applying bodies instead of applying automation to making mobility run better. So we've actually seen quite a bit of new business come in. So when you look at Boxtone, we had a record quarter last quarter. We grew 70% over our second quarter. We grew 50% over third quarter last year. So it's actually worked out very, very well for us because of the value proposition and because of the breadth of the product that we have.
But as a business leader, you kind of have to be focused on the short term, right, which is what your clients want now. And then you have to be focused on long term, which is what they want that they don't know they want yet.
It is. Well, and the nice thing is with our customers, they're pretty vocal about what they want both today and tomorrow.
Which, and they know what they want.
Oh, and they're not shy about telling us. And we're very good about listening. When you look at we just recently announced our new product that is launching here this quarter. And what's really exciting about it is it combines really two really big industry trends that they want, not just today, but I think are really going to be useful all through of next year. And one is, we're seeing a really significant trend of companies allowing employee-liable devices in. So that's where you would go and purchase your own device, and the enterprise or company would allow you to connect it to their network. They get an immediate return on investment because they get the productivity gains for their employees. What they also, though, get is the support costs. So what we're doing is we're allowing companies to both track employee-liable and company-liable devices. No other software out there does that, to be able to keep track of which is which, because there's actually a lot of compliance rules that they need to make sure that they understand where their data is and where the company data is and is properly protected. The other big piece is we're launching a user self-service portal, and that makes it easy for the end user to go and to service themselves, to find out what's the status of their device. Is there an issue? If they need to reset a password or need to make a change, they can do it all right there from the portal. Much, much lower cost way to deliver service to their mobile users. And also what we find, interestingly enough, is most of the end users, they really want that level of control. They don't want to have to call somebody. They don't want to have to wait to get to an operator or somebody that can help them. They'd rather go in and service themselves. And what we find is most of the folks using mobility, they're sophisticated enough that they can do that relatively easily as long as the software has been properly designed and laid out for them. And, we've actually been developing this solution now for some time in conjunction with one of our largest customers. So it's already been scale tested. We know that it works. We're pretty excited about this launch.
Excellent, excellent. We're speaking with Alan Snyder, Boxtone CEO. I'm tongue twisted today. CEO of Boxtone, and that's actually an easy name to pronounce. Alan Snyder, and Boxtone is a privately held global management software and service provider for phones in Columbia, Maryland. And Alan, one of the other things we were talking about was how you did this restart, and you kind of were brought in a few years ago, mm-hmm. right? And how when you were brought in a few years ago, you had to decide, do we keep this idea going and do we believe in it or not? And I bet you're glad now that you believed in it.
Well, absolutely. Well, we when we came in to look to do the restart, what we knew is we had a really good company with a really good team, and we knew we had a really good product. What we also came to the conclusion is we didn't have the right market focus. So we knew without question that, taking all the ingredients that we had and putting it at the right focus, and that's a big hallmark in terms of looking at what we at Boxtone have done, is to try and not to boil the ocean, is to focus on one area and do it the best, better than anybody else in the world. And that's what we did for mobility. And that's where we started really just with BlackBerry, because we wanted to make sure that we did it better than anybody else and that we learned and understood the industry and the customer's needs enough before we expanded. and into other devices and platforms. And now we have that base, we have that understanding. And so, you know, it's worked out quite well for us to be able to go and do not just BlackBerry, but, you know, all mobile devices.
Well, Alan, I want to thank you for joining us today in Leaders Portfolio. We appreciate it. And best of luck as you handle this rough market, this rough economic climate that everyone's navigating, and as you plan for the future, as you're opening up from just beyond BlackBerry. So best of luck with all that.
Great. Thank you.
Alan Snyder here, for the CEO of Boxtone. He, of course, you can find his bio, a link to his company, and his full interview all at leadersportfolio.com. I want to thank the exclusive sponsors of Leaders Portfolio, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Divine Inspiration Salon, Riverwalk, it's a development featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and Hilton Garden Inn of Fairfax, Virginia, providing all your business meeting room needs. If you're a business trying to reach the business community directly, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio.